We're going to try something new here at the Prudent Groove. Each Sunday from now until I get severely overwhelmed, we're going to deliver an audio post instead of the plain Jane standard flavor. Now, I know you didn't come here to listen to me blather, so I'll try to keep the jibber-jabber to a slight roar. That having been said, our first track is Early Morning in Copenhagen by Bent Fabric, released in 1962 on Atco Records. Duane Eddy's The Walker, followed by one of my favorite Monk tracks, Cuckoo, leads us into the obscure psychedelic garage act from Wisconsin in the late 60s. This is The Shag performing Stop and Listen. Things down here a little bit and let Tim Hardin's rendition of the standard Stagger Lee linger in the thickness of the air for just about 3 minutes. This is a personal favorite of mine and is the track that infected me with the Tim Hardin virus. I hope you guys enjoyed as much as I do.
Was the meanest boy around. When you see him coming, better lay your money down. Stag Lee was the meanest boy around. You know he's the one who shot his best friend, Billy Lyons, down. Just about the break of day, there he met Billy DeLyons as they sat down to play. Stag Lee and Billy gambled that night till late, until Stag Lee drew seven, Billy swore he drew eight. Stag Lee was the meanest boy around. When you see him come, better lay your money down. Got his 44. I'll fix Billy's wagon. He won't ramble around no more. Stag Lee went down to the levee. Billy was hanging round. Shot his best friend, Billy Lyons, down. Mm-hmm. sheriff came to Stag Lee and said, I must take you in, alive or dead. Stag Lee turned around and shot him in the mouth. Jumped in his electric car and headed down south. Stag Lee was the meanest boy around. Well, you see him coming, better lay your money down. Stag Lee was the meanest boy around. You know he's the one that shot his best friend, Billy Lyons, down in New Orleans. They got the Lyons Club and every step you're taking a step in, Billy did Lyons Club.
What would a maiden voyage into the new media horizon be without a visit from the Kinks? Narrowing it down to just one song was probably the most difficult thing I've had to do today, with the eventual winner being 1969's Arthur. Last but certainly not least is the feminine answer to Donovan's already slightly feminine Sunshine Superman by the obscure Finnish band Charlies, titled Sunshine Supergirl, because even superheroes need love, right? I'm going to warn you up front that this is an 18-minute freefall into the bowels of overindulgence, much like the Prudent Groove. So hang on tight and enjoy the ride.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Thank you.
this was going to cover a much wider range of my music library, but I got stuck in the 60s, so you know how it is. Well, thanks for listening, and this has been The Prudent Groove, wasting your time on a daily basis.
So high on the Missouri River, my chief, Mr. Bixby, went up there and learned more than 1,000 miles of that stream with an ease and rapidity that were astonishing. When he had seen each division, once in the daytime and once at night, his education was so nearly complete that he took out a daylight license. A few trips later, he took out a full license and went to piloting day and night. And he ranked A1, too. Mr. Bixby placed me as steersman for a while under a pilot whose feats of memory were a constant marvel to me. However, his memory was born in him, I think, not built. For instance, somebody would mention a name. Instantly, Mr. Brown would break in.
But what if he'd have fought Sugar Ray Robinson? Oh, shit! Oh! Woo! Oh, fuck with sugar! Woo! Man, that sugar
bite's
so good,
make
you dig, huh?
Oh, I knew him. Sallow-faced, red-headed fellow with a little scar on the side of his throat like a splinter out of the flesh. He was only in the Southern Trade 6 months. That was 13 years ago. I made a trip with him. There was 5 feet in the upper river then. The Henry Blake grounded at the foot of Tower Island, drawing 4.5. The George Eliot unshipped her rudder on the wreck of the Sunflower. Why, the Sunflower didn't sink until I know when she sunk. It was 3 years before that, on the 2nd of December. Asa Hardy was captain of her, and his brother John was first clerk. And it was his first trip in her, too. And it was his first trip in her, too. And it was his first trip in her, too. Tom Jones told me these things a week afterward in New Orleans. He was first mate of the Sunflower. Captain Hardy stuck a nail in his foot the 6th of July of the next year and died of the lockjaw on the 15th. His brother John died 2 years after, 3rd of March. Erysipelas. I never saw either of the Hardys. They were Allegheny River men. But people who knew them told me all these things. And they said Captain Hardy wore yarn socks winter and summer just the same. And his first wife's name was Jane Shook. She was from New England. And his second one died in a lunatic asylum. It was in the blood. She was from Lexington, Kentucky. Name was Horton before she was married.
And so on by the hour, the man's tongue would go. He could not forget anything. It was simply impossible. The most trivial details remained as distinct and luminous in his head after they had lain there for years as the most memorable events.